This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. The House recently passed the Reducing Regulatory Burdens Act, which would eliminate duplicate regulations relating to pesticide applications. While applauding the bipartisan support for the act in the House, AFBF is now calling on the Senate to consider and pass the legislation. Don Parrish, Senior Director of Regulatory Relations at AFBF, explained that the act clarifies that pesticides are regulated under the Federal Insecticide, Fungicide, and Rodenticide Act. The EPA already registers pesticides. AFBF really appreciates the strong bipartisan support for this legislation. It is eliminating duplicative and burdensome regulation where it's not needed. The population of the world is increasing, but land available on the earth is fixed. How can you contribute locally to solutions for these challenges? What type of growing structure could you create? Get a team together and design, build, and utilize a growing structure that can be used in your unique location or situation to help maximize the availability and access to food in the new Purple Plow Challenge. The Room to Grow Challenge runs June 1 through August 1 and is a great fit for scout troops, youth groups, summer school programs, year-round schools, after-school programs, and more. Students in grades 5 through 8 are eligible to enter the competition. Learn more online at the American Farm Bureau Foundation for Agriculture's website. Kansas farmer Derek Sawyer appeared on a recent Nightly Business Report segment about possible federal budget cuts to agriculture. In the piece, which garnered top billing after a segment on the stock market's record day, Sawyer explained how proposed cuts to funding for crop insurance, conservation, and other programs will hurt farmers. He said he believes in smaller federal government, more local control, and fiscal responsibility. Nightly Business Report is produced by CNBC and airs on public television. Sawyer is a Farm Bureau member in Kansas and a member of AFBF's GO team. True Beef, Pasture to Plate Educator Guide, is the newest resource offered by the American Farm Bureau Foundation for Agriculture. Learners make the farm-to-fork connection through a series of lesson plans that support the documentary True Beef. The guide contains 8 lessons designed for high school culinary arts or family and consumer sciences programs. However, STEM connections have been included for all lessons, which makes it easier for teachers to make connections across the curriculum. The True Beef documentary was produced by Pflugerville Independent School District in Texas. The documentary is designed to teach culinary arts students where their food comes from while they learn about the importance of farming and ranching from agriculture students. Enjoy the great outdoors with Granger camping equipment. Eligible Farm Bureau members save up to 30% on Granger tents, cots, and sleeping bags, and the shipping is free. Learn more about the program at www.granger.com. For details about redeeming your discount and to learn about other member benefits, visit ilfb.org/benefits. AFBF President Zippy Duval has asked leadership of a Senate committee to approve the nomination of Susan Bodine to Assistant Administrator for the Office of Enforcement and Compliance Assistance of the Environmental Protection Agency. Duval's letter to Chairman John Barrasso and Ranking Member Tom Carper of the Senate Committee on the Environment and Public Works praised Bodine for her many years of fair and effective leadership in the House of Representatives and Senate, as well as the Bush-era EPA. Duval wrote, "In her decades of experience in private practice for Congress and EPA, Susan Bodine has proven her leadership skills and her deep understanding of our nation's environmental laws and how they affect ordinary citizens and small businesses. We believe she will strictly enforce our nation's environmental laws, using the hammer when necessary. We also believe she will bring back an effective yet underutilized tool in EPA's toolbox, compliance assistance. Farmers and ranchers across the nation look forward to a new era of firm, but fair enforcement. The president's fiscal year 2018 budget, released in late May, included a number of areas of concern to U.S. agriculture. One of those items was the elimination of funding for the Market Access and Foreign Market Development programs. It has been argued that these two programs are duplicative of private efforts and, as such, if eliminated, wouldn't be missed. This analysis, while appealing in its simplicity, doesn't tell the whole story. AFBF is urging farmers and ranchers to contact their legislators to highlight the importance of tax and regulatory reforms currently being considered in Congress. It's important that farmers and ranchers reach out and talk to their legislators at all levels of government, according to Randy Dwyer, Director of Grassroots Program Development. He says when farmers and ranchers raise their voice in the halls of Congress, it has a huge impact. Jordan Craig, Director of Grassroots Program Development, said that if farmers and ranchers fail to advocate for the passage of regulatory and tax reforms, they could be subject to more regulatory overreach in the future. He added, we need them to really stand up and speak out about why and how regulations are affecting them and what they want their legislators to do about it. The U.S. and Mexican governments recently announced a new agreement in principle for the import of sugar from Mexico. The agreement will prevent dumping of Mexican sugar and will correct for the impact of subsidies to the sugar industry in Mexico. It will also continue the suspension of anti-dumping and countervailing duties against Mexican sugar imports that could be imposed by the U.S. The U.S. sugar industry has not yet endorsed the agreement. AFBF staff are reviewing the agreement and how it will affect sugar farmers. Everyone is concerned about water quality, and everyone needs to do their part in keeping good quality drinking water available for all. What's Your Strategy is a program that was designed to engage farmers in the nutrient and water quality issues facing agriculture by helping to provide information on possible nutrient losses from their production operations. This test will provide a snapshot in time of nitrogen levels in farm water collected from tile drainage, surface runoff, or nearby streams. To help find out what you may be losing from your farm, bring in your water samples to the local USDA office in Carlinville. Free confidential water testing will be offered on the third Thursday of the month, June 15th and July 20th this year. Bring in your samples anytime between 8 and 4:30 to find out what your nitrogen and ammonium levels are in your water sample. Samples should be at least 8 ounces and taken as close to the testing time as possible. Keep refrigerated until testing occurs. Sample containers could be clean and free of any residual chemicals or detergents. If you can calculate flow, USDA staff will be able to complete additional calculations such as pounds per day that is leaving the sample location. If you need a sample bucket, please contact the field office at 217-854-2626 extension 3 prior to collecting the samples. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.